Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're going to be talking about the obvious as to what's taking place in front of your faces, right before your eyes all over the country, tearing down your offenses. As a matter of fact, attacking your military, right? And America is becoming more vulnerable, and you're being distracted concerning what's going on over in your Ukraine, and yet you're the ones that are under attack. Wow. What does that have to do with us, right? that's a whole nother channel, friends, concerning what we could talk about, but we're not going to talk about all of that today. What we're going to be talking about, again, is tearing down your defenses, America becoming vulnerable, and they just don't realize it. They still think it's business as usual. Folks, look as to who's occupying the People's White House. If that doesn't tell you anything, I don't know what is. It's been rightly said, John Calvin, the great reformer, he said that when God means to judge a nation, he appoints wicked rulers. And it's exactly what you see in front of your face today. I mean, there's zero credibility. He's disgraceful. He's committed the act of treason. And yet 350 million people sit back and allow him to remain. And folks, that is an accomplice to the crime before God and man on so many different levels. This is Harry Truman. This is what he said some time ago, obviously some time ago, because he's been gone for quite a while. But he said, and put this in parallel as to what you're seeing in America, not in the Ukraine, but in America today. He said, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, we've been seeing this for decades in this country. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of the opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all of its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Put that into contrast to that of Thomas Jefferson. This is just shooting from the hip right now, friends, before we kick the show off today. But remember, Thomas Jefferson said that when the people fear the government's diabolical, you have tyranny. But when the government fears the people, you have freedom. We have a job to do, do we not? Yes, we do, on so many different levels. Now, folks, before we get into the main topic here, if you want to check us out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, afternoon show, that would be with me, yours truly. Morning show on the right on sonsoflibertymedia.com with a co-host and show host, Tim Brown, in his morning show, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go up to SOL Radio Live and subscribe to that page. Also, jump on over to that of beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, let's stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Now, before I start teeing up the show today, I just want to let you know we got back from Iowa, in Tennessee, and that of Florida, and then we went to South Carolina. As a matter of fact, the day before yesterday, I did that college in the morning, MSU, and then I did the high school in the afternoon. And then we drove to Ohio, and then we drove all the way home. So I drove about 75 hours over the last week and a half doing the stuff, as we call it here. Now, if that doesn't show anybody out there through exhibition as to what it is that we believe, I don't know what does, because action speaks a lot louder than words. I'm just here to tell you once again, friends, we've got a lot of work to do, but I'm also here to tell you that we can do this. But it's up to us. It's not up to corruption. Yesterday, Tim Brown pulled me up on his show. We were driving through Ohio, and interestingly enough, as a matter of fact, let me see if I can pull this up from my social media platform, friends. But what's interesting is we were caught up into Ohio during the morning time, and then we just took off from there. And to our surprise, we began to behold what was going on. I'm just going to go ahead and turn off the audio because it's not necessary. But I want you to go ahead and see what we've seen. And I'm telling you, friends, when I was driving, I just all of a sudden the Holy Ghost just dropped on me. And I said, what's up with this, Lord? And I looked to the left, and here was this envoy of, well, you can see if you're on social media platforms. Look at the people on the side of the road, parked on the side of the road, on the overpasses. We had the Canadian flag. We had the United States of America flag. But it was semi after semi after semi. And what I filmed was just about 15 miles of it. And what we've seen for 15 miles was nothing but that convoy. And it's interesting, isn't it, friends? Because you haven't heard a peep from the mainstream media, have you? Remember what we just said by Harry Truman? When they begin to oppress or silence their opposition, that's exactly what they're trying to do here. But what I got out of it was a lot of hope. And I got to tell you, again, the Bible tells us we're supposed to find our faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Well, it wasn't the Lord that, it was the Lord that got my attention. It was nothing in the natural. It was the spiritual manifesting to the natural that caught my attention to look to the left. And I knew right then and there as to what I was beholding. And I got to be honest, you felt like crying like a big baby. You were so happy to be an American yesterday because you see that America is awake. And as we talked about yesterday on the show, it wasn't the politicians, it wasn't the mainstream media and those two corrupt entities working hand in glove to create war in this country, Mark 3:25. No, this was the people talking loud and clear. And I'm telling you what, friends, they are continuously talking loud and clear. And we need to get behind this in a righteous sense. And I can just forecast for you right now, there's going to be a lot of congestion in Washington, D.C., and they're trying to get all eyes off of what, in fact, is happening here. You know, it's also interesting, yesterday when we were getting gas, when we ran into that envoy, convoy, whatever you want to call it, interestingly enough, we went into the gas station, was getting gas, and I looked up and I noticed that gas, namely diesel, was $4.75 a gallon. Is anybody paying attention to what's going on here? They're trying to deter them, aren't they? They're trying to bankrupt those that are rolling out on the highways, giving the message that we're not going to bend the knee as a bunch of serfs as you wish us to. Because we know who you are, Ephesians 4:14, John 8:44. So anyways, with that said, friends, hope, hope, hope in Christ, and in Christ. Because he's moving. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of Liberty. sonsoflibertymedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I want to give an official shout-out to Mike Adams. Thank you, Natural News over there. And also the CEO, owner of Brighteon. We are officially picked up over there as well. So thank you for your trust, Mike. We totally appreciate it. Now, folks, let's get to it really quick here. I want to kind of tee up some things here for you, showing you again how this is all a system of circus of politics being played out by the actors and the clowns. They are known as controlled opposition, and I'll tell you what, the way that they're promoting Ron DeSantis is just crazy. Kristi Noem, the same thing. They're continuously putting up Ron DeSantis against Joe Biden, Fauci, all their unconstitutional edicts and the gist. But the fact of the matter is he's doing the exact opposite, like I continuously tell you, friends. Pay attention to what they do, not what they say. Go ahead and check this out really quick, okay? This is DeSantis going after that of Tony Fauci. Check this out.
Fauci is in the witness protection program now. They don't want him out.
He's a bad actor, folks.
If you listen to them, they never supported all these policies that were so destructive. Now it's like, you know, we all want to be like Florida all of a sudden, and nothing has changed. There's been no change in the underlying science. The ineffectiveness of those policies was apparent long ago. The destructiveness of those policies was apparent long ago.
Okay, so now listen to what he said. The destructiveness of those policies was known long ago. Okay? Did everybody pay attention to that? Okay, this is what he's saying. Okay? I want you to remember that this is also the guy, DeSantis, okay, that signed on to a bill, SB 2006, okay? And what it was a prohibition against government, business, and educational institutions from requiring proof of COVID vaccinations. I'm saying a couple things here, but pay attention to the details. You can always see the devil in them, friends. But the fact of the matter is we also found out that through this said law, which undermines the Constitution, which is null and void, they want you to believe it's a law, but SB 2006 is actually giving law enforcement the right somehow, okay, to forcibly vaccinate its citizens as well as lock them away in quarantine at the direction of who? The Department of Health, administrative law, unconstitutional. This is Ron DeSantis. This is Ron DeSantis, friends. The one that plays, the one that puts him up as the defender of the people's rights is, in fact, doing the opposite behind your backs, okay? Now, you just heard him say, now, there's about three different topics we can highlight, but I just want to get to a couple of them here. But he just told you how destructive, okay? He told you it was a false science. He told you that Fauci is now in a witness protection plan, okay? Rightfully so. If that's the case. But you know, it's interesting as well. DeSantis also said that the office response to remarks on masking and COVID theater, right? Isn't that what it says? This is from the Epoch Times. Pay attention. So he's going back and forth. He's playing to the public that he's there for the people. I'm here, Bradley Dean, showing you what he in fact is doing, Matthew 7:16, by doing just the exact opposite through SB 2006, by giving the Department of Health an authority that is unconstitutional to quarantine and force inoculate people at will. Do you understand? This is what I continuously try to say, and it doesn't get any clearer with this guy. Let me tell you. The time that the mainstream media gives to Ron DeSantis means they're promoting him. He's always warring against who America hates, Joe Biden, right? This is how you fill the seats. This is how the left and the right play the games to fill the seats. And who fills the seats? The ignorant that don't know the difference. And shame on the ignorant for not knowing the difference. Now, I also want to show you this. Because Tim Brown highlighted this, and it was again with Ron DeSantis. Isn't it interesting that it was this same guy that's going after the likes of an Anthony Fauci when, in fact, he's working with Anthony Fauci? He's working on the same team, and yet the people are not paying attention to the details. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. Now, what I want to say and what I want you to see here, friends, is this dog and pony show for what it really is. I just highlighted the fact that he wrote out a bill called that of SB 2006. Okay. And what you also need to know is that DeSantis also just signed on to what they call state legislation, creating laws that war and transgress our U.S. Constitution. Because what are they trying to do? They're trying to give power over to a pretended authority. A pretended authority. Oh, and just so you know, they're talking about pulling down the illegal mask mandates March 18th. But we just found out that other illegal organization, TSA, which is a pretended authority, a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, they said that they're going to hold out just a little bit longer. See, folks, as long as you let them get away with it, they're going to do it, and it's exactly what they're doing, okay? But now let's go back over to Ron DeSantis. Tim Brown just highlighted the fact that Ron DeSantis just signed something called state legislation. That's what they're calling it. That's not what it is. It's unconstitutional, therefore null and void. Susan Hamner also jumped on board, and she highlighted the fact that DeSantis signed that state legislation that protects the guilty from liability for actions surrounding this plandemic. So again, friends, if people would pay attention to what the Kristi Noem's doing, the same thing. And these are the two that they keep putting up as the good guys fighting for the American people. Same thing with Marjorie Taylor Greene. No, they are not. No, they are not. You know, it's interesting. I'm in case in point, line upon line, segueing into this. It's interesting. Someone called me up and told me yesterday, about the State of the Union. And I said, what of it? And he goes, oh, man, they're all just all in it together. They're all standing up. All those that condemn Joe Biden for his criminal activity, which you call the Republicans, like the likes of Ted Cruz, what are they doing? They're standing up, clapping along with everything that the criminal has to say. Why? Because there is no difference, friends. They're in it together. They're on the same team. And what is it going to take for the American people to finally figure this out? This is the political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. These are the actors. These are the clowns. These are those that have been installed, folks. Put into place to what? Deceive you until there's nothing left. Ted Cruz yesterday, as a matter of fact, I watched an interview right after I heard about it, and Ted Cruz is doing what? He's doing nothing but highlighting the crimes of those that they fail to condemn. That's what you're accustomed to, Americans. I'm not going to play. I got the video right in front of me right now. Do I want to go there? No, because it's just the same thing over and over and over again, folks. They do nothing. You've been conditioned to believe that they're there for you when, in fact, they are not there for you whatsoever. They are allowing it to happen. And furthermore, they're not only allowing it. Read Isaiah 59. They're not only allowing it, but they're helping push it forward. How? They're trying to show you, friends, that there's nothing you can do in standing against these criminals. And what do? Like Ted Cruz? Like Rand Paul? Like Marjorie Taylor Greene, like Ron DeSantis, that's all they do is highlight the crimes of them that they fail to prosecute. I got one question. If you want to call in and respond, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. At any time over the last 3 years, all the way up to the present, at any time have you heard a politician at any time make reference to the law that condemns the actions of Bill Gates, the CDC, the WHO, Anthony Fauci? Have you heard them make reference to the law? Have you heard Ted Cruz make reference to the law? Have you heard Jim Jordan make reference to the law? Have you heard Rand Paul make reference to the law? Or Matt Gaetz, who's caught up into scandal? These are the guys, these are the bad guys that have been put up as the good guys that are extorted men and they're controlled. Okay? At any time, have one of these individuals or any of these unconstitutional agencies, at any time have they made reference to the law that gives them delegated authority from we the people to attack the people? Nope. Law is out of sight. Law is out of mind. Why? Because it will expose the criminals for who they are. Romans 3:20. It's when you Americans understand, first of all, that you are the law. You have to know the law because you can't be what you're not. And you can't get what you ain't got when it comes to justice if you don't know that law. Isaiah 51 verse 4. But the fact of the matter is, friends, I am so humored by the ignorance of the people that sit back and turn these guys on, knowing all the well at no time have they ever called for justice, which guards our liberties. At no time. Are things getting better, friends, or are they getting worse? They're getting worse because the American people are still playing along with the charade concerning these clowns in the circus of politics. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee Chairman Joe Manchin, the centrist Democrat from West Virginia, said it's now time for the Biden administration to stop importing oil from Russia.
What we need to do right now is make sure that we are able to lead by showing the rest of the world how much that we support Ukraine. And we will shut off the revenues every way we possibly can that goes in to Putin and to Russia. That product has been coming at an average of over 500,000 barrels a day. It's up to 670,000, and that can be stopped.
The West Virginia Democrat also said that building up our domestic natural gas infrastructure would reduce costs, create jobs, and give the U.S. geopolitical power at a very crucial time. U.S. employers added 678,000 jobs in February, and the Labor Department's report shows that the unemployment rate has dropped from 4% to a pandemic low of 3.8%. This is USA Radio News. The NFL is ending their COVID protocols, and with that story, here's USA's Tim Berg.
The NFL and its Players Association are agreeing to stop all aspects of their joint COVID-19 protocols. After almost 2 years of restrictions, the NFL and its Players Association are agreeing to stop all aspects of their joint COVID-19 protocols. There will be no more mask requirements, tracking devices, surveillance testing, or capacity limits. The only COVID rules to be enforced next season will be those mandated by state or local laws.
Two big names in Japanese electronics and autos are joining together to produce an electric vehicle. Sony and Honda have agreed to set up a joint venture to start selling an electric vehicle by 2025. The plan is to bring together Honda's expertise in mobility development, technology, and sales with Sony's imaging, telecommunication, network, and entertainment. The joint venture will develop and design the product, but will use Honda's plant for manufacturing. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Did you see the Russian-Australian question, the official narrative? Folks, this is what we do all day long because we have the right to do it. Isn't it interesting that the Russian-Australian that was questioning the official narrative, he gets kicked off of live television. You know what they called it? Thought crimes. I'm not kidding you. Thought crimes. Isn't it also interesting to note that Bill Gates was just, here, let me show you what the bad guys are doing, friends, so you know who they are again. And what we can do is we can deal with them and put an end to this real quick because they are blatantly telling on themselves concerning the last 3 years as to what did, in fact, take place and what, in fact, is going to continuously take place. You heard during the break, friends, these aren't going to apply anymore except to the state and local authorities. It's all unconstitutional. No, we will not submit to this. But listen to old Billy talking about who? Well, remember at the beginning of the pandemic, 6 months into it, they said on national television in that prospective country, they said that this is the first day of the new world order, is what they said. Okay, let's listen to Billy Bob Gates, Mr. Depopulation. Let's lower the population by 3 billion by using vaccinations, right? That's what he said. What did he just recently say? Check this out.
Do you believe it's possible to prevent the next pandemic?
Say again?
Is it possible to prevent the next pandemic?
Yes, if every country does what Australia did, then you wouldn't be calling it a pandemic.
Oh, isn't that interesting? If every country did what Australia did, Whoa, he's happy about Australia, isn't he? Yep, that was the country that said this is the new world order. Well, you know what? Not everybody's going along with it. We know this. There was a guy just recently in that of Nevada who was he was having lunch. Here, I'll let you see this if you're on social media platform, but I can't let you hear it because he's swearing at the guy, okay? And it's not funny that he's swearing at him, but I'll tell you what, this guy's got some internal fortitude for what he did. He ran into the governor in the state of Nevada, okay?
Steve Sisolak, right?
Okay, and he gets up to him, and he's going to take a picture with him, or so he thought. And then what happened is the guy just turns on him and starts calling him a crook and everything under the sun for his crimes against the people. He starts calling him a New World Order stooge. He calls him a globalist. Hey, folks, this only goes to prove the point that you can only push a people for so long. This governor's there with his wife and his kid. He's got no armed security. And this guy continuously points it out. Where's your security? And this American said to him in Nevada, he said, it's a good thing for you that I'm a law-abiding citizen. Well, it's interesting, all you a law-abiding citizens, how you put up with the lawless in your government. It's amazing how that works, right? But he didn't put up with it. The guy goes on a rant for a minute and 30 seconds calling out this governor for his crimes publicly. And I wouldn't have done it the way that he did it, but I definitely would have confronted him concerning his crimes that he's responsible for against the people in that state. He called himself a true patriot. He called the governor to his face, expletive, expletive. He called him a New World Order traitor. I'm reading it off right now for you. He called him a piece of blank. He called him a B-A-S-T-A-R-D. And I'm not swearing because it's not in my heart to do it. James 1:26, Ephesians 4:29, as well as Colossians 3:8. He goes on, he goes, woohoo, yeah, you piece of blank. He said, I'm surprised you have the male genitalia to be out here in the public. This is a good warning to all those that think that they're going to do the biddings of tyrants and destroying lives. Because it shows you that the people, they're on a hairpin right now. They're on a thin wire with corruption in this government. And I'm not advocating violence. I hate violence. But you're only going to push people for so long before they finally respond. Do you mind if I show you one more thing? Because it goes, it coincides with what I'm highlighting right now, line upon line, precept upon precept. Did you see where the Moderna CEO was asked a certain question, of course, off script? And he tries to explain the company's patent gene sequence. Okay, I want you to check this out again. This is the responsible party for all of the deaths that are being censored by the mainstream media. But this reporter here actually did her job. And again, I want you to hear this because it shows you how guilty they are.
What the Daily Mail is reporting, it says more evidence COVID was tinkered with in a lab. Now scientists find the virus contains a tiny chunk of DNA that matches sequence patented by Moderna 3 years before the pandemic began.
Whoa! Stefan, 3 years before the pandemic began, which tells you it was all forecast.
To see how accurate they are or not, as I've said before, the hypothesis of an escape from a lab by an accident is possible. You know, human makes mistakes. So,
did you hear what he said? He said humans make mistakes. Okay. It's true. None of us are perfect. There's none righteous, no, not one, the Bible tells us. But I do want to go over to Health News. And I want you to, Health Impact News, I'm sorry. And I want you to kind of get the gist of what he's trying to do. They're finding out now that the big pharma admits it's vaccine ineffective in children, 5 to 11, yet not one single governor is putting a stop to injecting children, just so you know. Okay, so it shows you that they're working this out together. And it's also interesting to note when you get into statistics, friends, that these drugs are, in fact, which we've highlighted on the show over and over and over again. We've had doctors on, Dr. Tenpenny. The list goes on, both me and Tim, highlighting the crimes of these big pharma companies. And here, for example, here I can just, I'll show you one. This is all brand new. 68,000 increase in strokes. 68,000%. 68,000% increase in strokes as FDA and NIH secretly study reports on neurological injuries after COVID-19. Okay? Did you hear anything about that? Nope, you didn't. You absolutely didn't. Because the CEO of this big pharma company, he said, we're just humans. Humans make mistakes. But isn't it interesting how the likes of a Ron DeSantis will not hold them accountable, but they'll shield them from their accountability. And notice again what Health Impact highlighted. Not one governor in the United States has put a stop to these experimental jabs concerning 5 to 11-year-old children. No, but again, friends, and I've said this before as well, you have to understand that Americans allow a small percentage of people to sanction that which is illegal in this country, okay? And that's murder of innocent babies, 62 million. And everybody that is not standing against it is guilty of it. You're an accomplice in the sight of God. It's important for you to understand, what do you expect from a people that will sanction the murder of innocent babies to the equivalent of 62 million? Do you think that they're not going to go after the people that allow it as well? Hey, folks, remember the mob says they only kill their own? Well, you're a part of the mob if you're not standing against it, friends. Listen carefully, because I am making this clear so you understand what is going on in your country. William Jenner said this. He said, today the path of total dictatorship in the United States, he said, can be laid by strictly legal means. No, it can't. I object to that. But he said, unseen and unheard by the Congress, the president, or the people. Outwardly, we have a constitutional republic, a constitutional government, he said. Article 4, Section 4. He said, we have operating within our government and political system another body representing another form of government, a bureaucratic elite. I didn't say it, but it's what I've been telling you. Hey, folks, they're saying it. They're telling you, yeah, you have a constitution, but we're not abiding by it. We're acting as a law unto ourselves. Can't you see? Get it? Because that's what's happening. Again, I didn't say it. They're saying it. And now, the excuse to the American people going back to the pandemic concerning the statistics, which are sky high, the CEO for that of Moderna says, humans make mistakes. Well, then if you make a mistake, according to law, you're held accountable for those mistakes. But here comes the said representatives, the mayors and the governors. Nope, they're good. Don't worry about it. But we'll tell the people something different tomorrow, only to confuse them. We'll keep putting our guys up, our players, in the circus of politics. We'll just keep putting them up because the people are going to see the good and they're going to just say, well, you know what? I'm not perfect neither. The guy's got a lot of work that he's doing. It doesn't matter if he's working against the Constitution that he promised to uphold. But that's the voice of the American people, is it not? Yeah, it really truly is. And it's shameful to say the least. To say the least. Let's do this. Let's get over to that of what we want to highlight here concerning what in fact is happening. Because I tapped into this a while back, but I think it's worthy. I think it's worthy enough of a topic to actually share with the people as to how important that this is concerning what the government is doing to your military. I mean, it's insane. It's not like nobody knows that this is happening, but in fact it is. Michael Snyder brought this up. And I want to just go through it little by little so you can understand what is happening here, okay? And I'm going to get right to it when we get back. Before we go to war, take a look at the current state of the United States military. And what are we talking about, friends? Tearing down your defenses. America, you are vulnerable. Do you not see it? Well, I'm going to show you how naked you truly are. Revelation 3. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. Get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Okay. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Some might want to consider what I have to say because I'm not talking about a third world country. I'm talking to America, okay, just so you understand as to who I'm addressing here because it's important that you understand what is happening, okay? Little by little, incrementally, friends, your means of defense are being stripped away from you, okay? And I want you to hear this because this is almost, it is, in fact, mind-blowing, okay? At one time, the United States possessed the greatest fighting machine ever assembled, but decades of neglect, incompetence, and culture deterioration have a devastating toll. After nearly two decades of fighting, we couldn't even defeat a ragged bunch of drug dealers and goat herders known as the Taliban, by the way, that were put up by the CIA. In fact, the Taliban appears to be even stronger today than we than when we first invaded, or at least that's what we're told, right? Creating their own monsters. And now we think that somehow or another, we have the greatest military on the planet by the guy in the people's White House that doesn't know how to tell the truth, but people say, well, that's what he said. Whoa, can I help you? Sadly, the truth is that we aren't even ready for any sort of major conflict at this stage. The latest numbers show that the Air Force has made no progress in improving the readiness of its planes with a rate of 71.5%. That is 7 out of 10 planes in 2021. They're weakening your military, friends. As a matter of fact, you've seen over the last 6 months, year and a half, them attacking your military with the experimental jab. The United States, in this whole attack, as to what's going on in Ukraine, keep in mind, and go ahead and mark my words. Is that stuff going on over there? Is it real? Some of it is. Some of it's not. But I'm here to tell you, it matters not because it's you that are under attack. The United States Air Force is supposed to have mission cable rates of 75 to 80%, but about the only aircraft that meets the criteria are the unmanned drones. The high ratings of the drones disguise the fact that the actual numbers, when broken down by aircraft, are actually worse. The F-35As, the fifth generation fighters, that would be crucial in countering any sizable aerial engagement with communist China dropped catastrophically from 76% to 68.8%. And we are supposed to be the most advanced military on the planet? Think again, friends. Think again. And when members of the United States Army were asked if their units were ready to fight, the survey results were depressingly low. Listen carefully. I'm talking to you, America. In a survey of more than 5,400 soldiers and civilians of different ranks conducted by the United States Army in July and August 2020, 14% of the responders said that their unit would be ready to deploy, fight, and win anywhere in the world immediately. Only 14%. Some 13% of those surveyed said that they would need more time, while 3% said that they would be ready to go in a week and 4% in a month. This is why it's important that you remain armed, Americans. Okay, so how can this possibly be this bad? Our military has one job. They are supposed to be ready to fight when we call on them if need be. So how are they spending their time if they have not been using it to do that one job? The United States Navy is not in great shape either, as a matter of fact. Right now, our Navy consists of only 296 vessels. In fiscal year 2022, fleet size stays about, well, the same at 296 ships. Previously ordered ships arrive in large numbers, but the Navy retires 15 ships, 10 of them early. Navy active duty personnel decreased by 1,600 to 346,200. Your military is decreasing in size. So you have no ability to stand before your enemies, just like the judgments of God declare. In fact, the number of ships in our fleet had almost been cut in half since that of Ronald Reagan's second term in office. Okay? 600 ship navies was a strategic plan of the United States during the 1980s to rebuild its fleets after cutbacks that followed the end of the Vietnam War. The plan, which originated with, again, Republican, the good guy leaders, was an important campaign plank of Ronald Reagan in the 1980 presidential election, who advocated a larger military and strategic confrontation with the Soviet Union. Okay? The actual number of ships peaked at 594 in 1987, before declining sharply after the end of the Cold War in 1989 and 1991. You're going to be taken in your pride, America. Over 70% of young Americans are automatically disqualified from military service for one reason or another. More than 70% of young Americans remain unable to join the military due to what? Listen carefully. Obesity, education problems. Who's doing all this, friends? Or crime and drug records. The people are, by taking it on, by submitting to it, by allowing them to do the things that they do. They're poisoning your food, they're poisoning your water, they're poisoning the air. The list goes on. Look at how sweet every folks. I just drove 75 hours. Every single time I got gas and I had to go in and use the restroom, guess what I seen? Everything that wasn't healthy for you for the most part. Easily 90, 99% of the stuff in that store is fattening. And the portions are way too much for any human being to consume. But yet there they are. You get a candy bar, right? They used to be like this. If you're watching me on social media platforms, I got my two thumbs like a football goal right now. But that's how big a candy bar is, right? Now they have them in the double portion and the triple portion. And they give you great deals on it. And everywhere you go, there's that Mountain Dew. Or that sugar water. That's no good for you whatsoever. Then when you think you're eating something that's healthy for you, you find out after you read the ingredients, it's not exactly what it was put up to be. And we see this all the time, too. So folks, we can't sit and talk about, look what they're doing to us. No, it's not look what they're doing to us. Look what the American people allow them to do. Boy, there it is right there. Look what the American people allow the bad guys to do. They're killing us. Yep. And who's consuming it? So more than 70% of the young Americans are unable to join the military because they're overweight. They're fat. They're lascivious. It's a sin. Education problems because they allow the federal government to illegally indoctrinate their kids. As a matter of fact, they help them along. They drop their kids off at the school gate to be illegally indoctrinated. Or because Hollywood has been given a free pass because the Supreme Court said, as if to suggest they're the final arbiter, which they are not, the law is, but they call it free speech to go ahead and tell your kids or to teach your kids how to commit the crime. I don't care if it's drug dealing, cop killing, fornicating, rape, murder, cannibalism. They call that free speech. No, liberty is not the right to do what you want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. But liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu, not the other way around. So they can't join the military because of their criminal records or drug records. Boy, we want to talk about the FBI? Or do we want to talk about the CIA trafficking drugs into America? Here's the thing. We can blame the FBI because I've seen it firsthand. We can blame the CIA. If you haven't seen Cocaine Cowboy, friends, go ahead and do yourself a favor and watch that documentary. It will show you who's doing the trafficking. McAfee shared that information with us as well right before he was murdered in Italy. He's the guy that said, you want to know who's doing the drug trafficking? The government is. He said, you want to know who's responsible for human trafficking in America? The State Department is. Of course they are. He's the one that developed the computer system. He opened it up and found out who the guilty party is. But here's the deal. The supply meets the demand. If the people weren't buying it, they wouldn't be illegally transferring it or trafficking it. Now, would they? No, they wouldn't. Blame yourself. And then when you're right before God, Acts 20, verse 21, then deal with the bad guys. That's called bearing fruit and righting the wrong. That's the fruit of repentance. 2 Corinthians 7, 10, and 11. Is this crazy? So turning that around should be an issue of national importance, said Dennis Velez, the head of the Navy Recruiting Command. It is something that as a nation we should continue to work through to make sure our children are healthier. Oh, do you think? Do you think? You can't make this up. What are we talking about? Before we go to war, we should take a look at our current state of the United States military, friends, because Bradley Dean is here to tell you you're not ready for it. At least your military isn't. Hey, friends, you stay armed. That's why you have a Second Amendment, because of this kind of stuff. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Love you by what we do.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.